Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to encourage you today to take a look at a subject that most of us feel, sometimes more than others, but it's this thought of what happens when we display a critical spirit or we receive criticism. And it happens. Just a few weeks ago, Pastor Bobby had a podcast on this, and I really felt let's take it to another level and take a look at being aware of how we criticize someone. Now, I get it. There is such a thing as constructive criticism, but only you and God know if it was meant to be constructive or was it designed to be hurtful. The motivation behind what we offer people is so fine that we can go from critical spirit to helpful spirit in a heartbeat, but we can also much easier go from a desire to have a helpful spirit and a desire to improve and encourage over to criticism. You know, they say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, criticism is in the heart of the one giving it, but it's also in the heart of the one receiving it. But you know what I have found? That we are so human, when we say something, it's not a given that somebody hears what we say. You know what I'm talking about? Where somebody says something, and in the back of your mind, you're thinking to yourself, I wonder what they really meant about that. That's why I say there's such a thing as constructive criticism, but only you and God know if it was meant to be constructive or hurtful. Our words are powerful. They can help and uplift, or they can hurt and destroy. Being a person that is task-driven, being the type of type A person I am, I have learned over the course of my years that my sarcasm and my biting tongue can be extraordinarily hurtful, and I may not even know it. But that doesn't give me the right to be brutal or to be hurtful. It is a recognition that I need to grow to become more like Christ. You see, giving someone constructive criticism means that you're giving them useful information that will build them up and not cast them down. The tongue can be used to heal and restore a broken heart, or it can be used to make matters worse and pile on. Allow your words to bring healing into someone's life. When you see someone who's not at their best, don't attack them with your words. Our words should encourage, inspire, uplift, and when we do need to correct, let us choose to do that with a desire and a motivation in our heart that we want to be a blessing, an encouragement, and a betterment to somebody that we are speaking with. It's so easy to find what's wrong with somebody. I read a study not long ago, I believe it was from Dartmouth University, that said we find 7 things wrong with someone before we identify 1 thing right. Isn't that sad that as a human being, we find it so easy to be critical of 7 things of every person we meet before we find 1 good thing? That is hurtful, isn't it? I mean, I know some people mean well by trying to show tough love, which can sometimes be necessary. But listen, my friend, if it's not done in the spirit of meekness, like you read in Galatians chapter 6 or in Timothy chapter 2, verse 25 in 2 Timothy, it can be more harmful than good. Let me read the text to you from 2 Timothy 2:22 all the way through verse 26. Here's what the text says. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. There's the heart of what we're trying to do, a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. Watch this now. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of Satan after being captured by him to do his will. You know what that reminds me is? Let's make sure we approach being criticized or being critical with a pure heart. Do we want the kingdom to be lifted up, and do we want to encourage others. That is the chore today. Let your prayer be, Lord, I want to be an encouragement in my faith and my walk with you today. God bless you, friend. We'll see you soon on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.